I'm Dan Revive, CBS News. You're about to hear a very sad American, a teacher in Beijing, China, age 48, Sarah Bajak. Her boyfriend, Philip Wood, was on the Malaysian airliner that vanished on March 8th. Wood was 50 years old from Texas. They met in China and they were planning to start a new life in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Philip Wood has disappeared. Here's Sarah Bajak speaking to CBS's Shannon Van Sant in Beijing.
The only choice is to just keep moving forward. I mean, we have absolutely no control of the situation. We don't understand the situation. We have no confidence that the information we've been given is correct or complete, or even intentionally incorrect and intentionally incomplete. We have no idea where we are on the continuum. So it's not like just a normal unsolved crime where the evidence is still being gathered with good intent. It's truly a mystery what's happened. And if you combine with that the fact that there's been so much political mismanagement and messaging mismanagement and all the anger that you've seen erupt in, for instance, the Chinese families. And so it's becoming almost a political spin and very unpleasant environment. It's not like, you know, other plane crashes that you hear about. You know, it's a plane crash, everybody's sad, all the families come together and they resolve it and they're mad at the airline, but it was a crash and, well, what do you do? You know, that's a statistical thing that happens. Or, you know, the 9/11, they were terrible, nasty people that hijacked the plane and killed everybody, and you could be very mad at them. We don't even know where to direct our anger, right? We don't know if we're supposed to just recognize that these things happen, like a freak car crash, and it's just one of the statistical checkboxes of life, or if indeed we've been the victims of a crime, and we don't even know who did it. You know, the unknown goes beyond the unknown at this point. And then on a more personal level, you know, Philip is not just my family member. You know, he's the person I plan to grow old with. And, you know, we've just restructured our lives to make that happen. You're halfway through your adult life and you've got this incredible future in front of you with this new person you didn't think you were ever going to meet. And everything was so exciting and so fresh, and we had so much to look forward to and all these wonderful plans to do things together. And now he's just disappeared.
Speaking to CBS's Shannon Van Sant in Beijing, China, that's Sarah Bajak, an American teacher. Her boyfriend, Philip Wood, was one of the passengers on the Malaysian airliner that vanished on March 8th. Dan Revive, CBS News.